Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. The show is yours if you want to take control. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, personal, political, something somewhere in between, 1-800-259-9231. We're live, unlike most of the rest of Talk Radio Land. They always do their little best of shows on the weekends. We think it's important to bring you fresh content, because things are happening on Saturday night. You're out and about, probably out on the town, maybe sitting at home, taking it easy, whatever. You're tuned into the radio, you deserve a live program to listen to, so we're here for you.
Everybody wants to listen to live stuff. I mean, the recorded programs are no fun.
I agree with that. Hey, don't forget you can log on and get interactive with us online. Grab the archives. Last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described on the website at all times. So you miss an hour, miss 15 minutes, miss a whole day of the show, go grab them up. They're on the house. And as a matter of fact, we are podcasting now, which is a big, it's kind of like the new thing on the internet for audio. Mm-hmm. It's basically the new advancement. You had MP3 a couple years back, and that was a big deal. And of course, now everybody's got MP3s.
Yeah.
And now the new deal with MP3s is podcasting, because everybody's got their iPods and their MP3 players. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do basically is sign up for our podcast, which is one click basically. And then every time you click a button on this one program on your computer, if you know what podcasting is, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you can look it up. But it'll automatically download every night of the show. So you click it one day, last night's show downloads. Click it the next day, the night before that downloads. So it makes it real easy for people to get their hands on our archives.
Now, I'm sure there's people out there that have MP3 players that don't know what podcasting is, though.
No, I'm sure there are plenty of them. I didn't know what it was until about 2 weeks ago.
Have an MP3 player.
I do have an MP3 player.
And you carry it around with you.
Well, I do. Yes. But you don't have to know what a podcast is to have an MP3 player, I guess is what I'm saying. But we're podcasting now. We're the number 9 podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com. And they just turned their voting back on. So if you want to go vote for Free Talk Live, just go to freetalklive.com. There's a little vote link now right there on the front page. And you can cast your vote for us. Which would be excellent. If you
it would be great.
Because we will soon
it
be number one.
It doesn't change the fact that we're going to still be number one.
We will very soon be number one.
Yeah, we'll smoke
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of reasons why we have, we're going to take over the number one slot.
We're really the first syndicated radio show to get into the game, I guess, if you will, of podcasting. Most of the people who are doing it are just individuals with a microphone hooked up to their computer and kind of just recording their thoughts, or maybe doing a show for a half hour or something like that.
Right.
I mean, we're 3 hours a night, 6 nights a week.
We should get credit for every single one of the hours, too.
What do you mean we should get credit?
We should get credit for how many download or whatever. But this site that just rates people coming on and voting, it hasn't really...
It is automatic. It has already gotten us at least one new listener. I know we're getting more than one, because one of them took the time to email us. So if one takes the time to email, probably means there's 100 of them that are listening that haven't emailed, right?
That would stand to the normal ratio. Yeah.
On top of that, according to what I'm told, that particular one who emailed us, his name was Chris, looked like he was investigating the Free State Project, and it seemed like it didn't take him very long, because now he's a new member.
Great. Well, that's a good thing. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org. And I'd like to give a big round of applause for Chris.
Oh yeah, that's a huge decision in your life.
It is. It's a big deal
to join the Free State Project and come with us to New Hampshire.
Yep.
I think that's excellent.
Maybe we can be roommates.
Well, I don't know about that. Hey, we're going to talk about Houston, right? You've been itching.
I really want to talk about Houston and
their whole zoning situation there. They actually don't really apparently have very much, if any at all. Houston, the number, I think it was 7 size market in the entire nation.
I think that's what you'd said.
It's
previously.
Huge.
Yeah, it's a big metro.
Yeah, Houston is big.
Now, that's the metro, and now Houston certainly is a big city.
Right. We talk about all the time on the show, whenever we get a chance, whenever we come across an example of it, we talk about the government just running roughshod over your property rights. Basically, my contention is you don't even own your property.
Yeah.
I mean, because if they can take your property away from you at any time for whatever reason they want to, then you don't really own it.
Yeah,
you're just kind of holding it. You know, you kind of hold it for a while, and if you're lucky enough, you get to sell it and then maybe make a little bit money off of it, but if you hold it for too long and they decide they want it, then you're screwed because they can take it.
Yeah.
So all kinds of
asinine. And I don't know, a little bit of money is you can make money on buying and selling property, but
you absolutely could.
You know, I understand the point you're making as to, are you really buying it? And is the person who's buying
apparently
it for you really buying
you're
it?
You're apparently buying the rights to kind of hold it for a little while, but it's not really yours because it can be taken.
It's better than renting.
And they have all kinds of, absolutely, they have all kinds of silly regulations and zoning rules, and in some areas of the country, you can't put a picnic table in your backyard unless you ask the bureaucrats first. So there's one particular city, and that is Houston, where there's nothing like that, and it manages to work. What's going on there?
Well, I'm going to read this article to you. I want to make it clear that I... from the beginning on this zoning thing, have been skeptical.
Okay.
You know, it seems to me that you need zoning rules to keep, I don't know, power plants from moving in next door to a condominium. Mm-hmm. Or my neighbor from selling his house to a phosphate mining company. You know, just a whole variety of things. It seems like zoning is a good thing. It seemed like zoning was a good thing to me. Well, I got this article, and I don't know exactly where I am on the issue, but I'll tell you, it's very motivating. It says it's... Houston Says No to Zoning by James Saltzman. Let's see, zoning goes down for the third time, read the morning headline of the Houston Post last November the 3rd. They had, as it had in 1948 and 1962, Houstonians voted once more to remain America's largest city without a zoning ordinance.
They voted on it.
Yeah. Oh, they voted. They voted on it three times now. 48, 62, and 2003.
Wow.
We're about to stop the cancerous erosion of the quality of life in many of our neighborhoods. Those people are crying out for help. Zoning is the answer.
Oh,
and the
God.
President of the Houston said this, president of the Houston Homeowners Association last August. That would be I had his name here.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's clearly contending that zoning is the answer to saving Houston. Not that Houston is having. Yet the vast majority of Houstonians are not crying out for zoning. They're not.
I know.
Hispanics and low-income blacks voted overwhelmingly, that's 58% and 71%, against a measure touted as the way to save their neighborhoods in a low-turnout referendum. Only 10% of the city's registered voters gave their nod to zoning, approving the pro-zoners' claim of widespread discontent among Houstonians
obviously,
with their under-regulated market.
That's amazing. Are you telling me 90% of the voters did not? They voted against zoning?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. In fact, with 17 separate land use ordinances covering things so specific as trailer parks, rendering plants, and commercial landscaping, property in Houston is not exactly under-regulated. However, the evidence from the debate in Houston highlights the advantages of a large city that relies more than any other in America on the market to determine land use.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Exaggerated risks. With zoning, a city can regulate the location and design of all land uses. What's that?
I said, as though some central planning bureaucrat knows best how a city should be built or how you should be able to use your property, the property that you, again, allegedly own.
Yeah.
I think that just that concept reeks of communism, and it reeks of authoritarianism, and it is antithetical to the American way of life.
Its supporters said the homes unprotected by zoning risk a loss in property value if a business or apartment locates nearby. Not necessarily. Drive around central Houston and you'll find plenty of expensive new homes built across the street or adjacent from existing commercial or apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
The people who build and buy these homes are not dumb. They are obviously a strong market for homes in convenient urban settings. This casts doubt on the need for zoning to protect or boost property value.
You're damn right. And now you're doubting it, aren't you, Manwich? Because you used to be a zoning fanatic.
I'll tell you, this first page is just the beginning. It's just scratching the surface.
1-800-259-9231 if you want to comment on crazy zoning regulations or change the topic completely. This is your show. You take control. Otherwise, we'll tell you more about how Houston makes the magic of the free market happen or allows it to. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. It's the Saturday night edition. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. We've got over 260 users, thousands of posts for you to look through there, and a brand new poll. For the question on the poll right now, the newest poll, I mean, there's still several polls on the bulletin board, but the newest poll is Lindy a fake? Our newest Shriner.
Well, there's a wrinkle in this question now.
Well, yes, there is. She sent
us... ongoing saga of Lindy.
Well, let's talk about it a little bit later on.
Okay.
We'll just plug the VBS for now. You can log on and check that out. We'll talk about the Shrine in a little bit. So we're talking about Houston. We'll take your calls about anything personal, political, anything that's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Please call in. We'll interrupt what we're talking about if you want to talk about zoning.
If you find this just the most eternally dull topic, and it sounds kind of dull, zoning. Who the hell wants to talk about zoning? Well, I do. Property owners damn well sure do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever want to own property in this United States, which you should, if you want to create any sort of wealth for yourself, I think, in the long run, you should own some property. If you're gonna buy property in a heavily zoned area, you're going to probably suffer. Let's explore a little bit more, because Houston, the number 7 market in the nation, huge city.
Yeah.
Millions of people living there. I think, 4 million people or something like that living there? Last time I looked.
Pretty close to the number.
Tremendous amount of people living there. And how could they do it? These central planners, these communists that are on the zoning boards. Well, how is it that it's possible that Houston, a city of this size, could be unzoned? It is possible. It's called the magic of the free market. Where'd we leave off, Manwich?
Its supporters said that homes unprotected by...
The zoning supporters.
Zoning supporters said that the homes unprotected by zoning risk a loss in property value if a business or apartment complex locates nearby. Not necessarily. Drive around central Houston, you'll find plenty of expensive new homes built across the street or adjacent to existing commercial or apartment buildings. The people who build and buy these homes, they're not dumb. There's obviously a strong market for homes in inconvenient urban settings. Doesn't matter.
Inconvenient.
Yes.
Not inconvenient.
Right. Inconvenient.
Inside convenient.
Right.
This like, cast. As though, like... I can definitely see how that would be valuable. I mean, if my house is 50 feet away from the mall, or 50 feet away from the strip mall where the grocery store is, and or a department store is, all the shopping you need to do.
You can walk to the grocery store. That's an advantage.
You don't have to drive, right? You don't have to have a car. You don't have to have insurance payments. Doesn't sound like a bad
thing. This casts doubt on the need for zoning to protect or boost property values. Within Houston are two small independent cities, Bel Air and West University, with zoning between 1970 and 1980. With zoning. Between 1970 and 1980, home
two
prices...
Two cities with zoning.
Yes, two cities with zoning. Between 1970 and 1980, home prices in Bel Air and West University climbed more slowly than any other Houston communities, including those lacking private neighborhood restrictions against businesses and apartments.
Wow.
In fact, between 1990 and 1993, the average annual house sale price actually fell in the two zoned cities while sprinting up in a number of Houston neighborhoods restricted and unrestricted.
That's amazing.
The financial risks to homes unshielded by zoning are, at best, greatly overstated.
Absolutely. Like, you have to come up with the most paranoid ramblings, the most paranoid theories to even make zoning sound like a good idea. Well, what if a phosphate mine opens up next to me?
That was
mine. I mean, that's just how ludicrous this their side of things really is. I mean, just the first few facts that you've started to give here completely drill holes in any zoning person's argument.
These are real world facts too.
Yeah.
I mean,
this
isn't conjecture.
Right.
This isn't, you know, how it could be.
No utopian. This is
how things are in Houston and
how they have been.
Yeah, how they have been. Sometimes the property values don't go up as quickly in the zoned areas of greater Houston than they do in the unzoned areas. So it doesn't work. That doesn't necessarily mean that zoned areas have better property values. And like you said, it's just greatly overstated. Even if it's true, it's greatly overstated.
Perfect example that central planning doesn't work any time it's used.
Another exaggeration is that single-family neighborhoods without zoning are likely to be overrun by businesses and apartments. In the Houston Heights, a century-old neighborhood of 300 blocks, only about 5% of the residential blocks have private restrictions. Also about a...
That's like deed restrictions when you say private restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Also a Prohibition-era law left over in the Heights bans liquor sales. Those are the only controls on property in the Heights for the past 100 years, apart from city codes. So this neighborhood's been there for 100 years, and it's right in the heart of Houston, isn't getting overrun.
You mean there aren't porn stores popping up everywhere?
Right. Oh, my God. Yet single-family homes occupy almost 86% of the lots on interior streets. Businesses take up 7%, industrial uses less than 2%, apartments less than 2%, churches and schools 4%. Similar distributions in land use have been documented for other unrestricted inner-city neighborhoods. Why does this happen? In Houston, land uses tend to segregate themselves as investors respond to market incentives. Under the Houston system, heavy industry voluntarily locates on large tracts near railroad lines or highways. Apartments and stores seek thoroughfares. Gas stations vie for busy intersections.
So wait a minute, are you telling me that people want to go where their best interests take them?
Yeah.
So if you're an industry, you want to be close to the industrial hubs, the the thoroughfares, the interstates.
Yep.
If you're commercial, if you're retail, you want to be near big roads and that sort of thing.
Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You mean people will do what's in their best interest on their own without actually being told what to do by the zoning bureaucrats?
Well, basically, all zoning is allowing, more or less, most zoning boards, you know, they zone an area and then you apply for a variance if you want that, and then, you know, they vary things as they go through. It's just a way for government to
make money.
It's
a tributary thing.
Yeah.
Oh, please let me change my zoning.
It does keep weird stuff from happening inside the neighborhood, but I mean, I don't know whether
So
the deed restrictions. I'm not sure that, you know, after reading this article twice now, I've read it. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
With the market at work, there's no need for government-imposed districting. Businesses that open inside quiet residential neighborhoods will compete poorly with establishments that enjoy the visibility and traffic count of a heavily traveled street. Businesses that thrive amidst homes often serve strong local demand. So
although,
it's like haircuttery places?
Well, yeah, maybe a haircuttery place or maybe a small bar or something like that opening up. I mean, think about this. If you had a neighborhood that wasn't deed restricted, because if there were deed restrictions, this probably wouldn't happen at all.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was a semi-large neighborhood and you opened up a bar and you did it out of your house, because again, that's something else that zoning affects too, is whether or not you can run a certain type of business out of your home.
Right.
Let's just say you opened up a bar and, you know, the foyer of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And people came in, they bought some liquor from you and they drank, and then all they had to do was walk home. They didn't have to get in their cars and drive halfway across the city or drive 2, 3, 5 miles to get home and risk people's lives. You could actually save lives without zoning.
You could. You made a good point. And it's always seemed really like a trick. You know, you can you've got this 0.08% alcohol blood level. Blood alcohol level is what's illegal. But man, it's not even two beers.
Okay.
And then, you know, you put these bars on all these roads. You've got to drive to a bar.
Yeah.
If you want to go, so you just can't drink when you go out. I've got a lot more examples.
It's fascinating.
We'll continue.
If it's not fascinating to you, call in and change the topic. Bring up what's on your mind. Mm-hmm. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control at 1-800-259-9231. But this is something that people don't talk about. Everybody just makes the assumption that there needs to be zoning.
Sure.
Just like they make
Bill O'Reilly, who's looking out for you. He's looking out for you.
No,
he's not looking out for you.
He'd
be talking about this.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacral Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever is on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. That's, again, 1-800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich. Check out the freetalklive.com website, and you can see the Shrine of Female Listeners.
That's right.
It's full of gals who've sent their pictures over the years, and they're listeners.
And Lindy is our newest Shriner, although she's kind of under investigation, I guess.
Lindy's under investigation. Right,
because when we first looked at her picture, the first thing I thought was, she's a fake. And the idea with what we've done is we've created the validated Shriner section. It's a newer section. The idea was to stop us from getting fakes, you know, just having some dude send a picture of a chicken and claim that she's a listener to the show.
Right.
And it seems like the validated Shriner thing has been working so far. The first three that we have on there, no doubt about it, are really listeners. There's no question with their pictures. Lindy, instant questioning with her picture. And so instead of making the executive decision to not include it, we decided to do two things. One was to ask her for another picture. The other thing was to put a poll up on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com so you can vote. So you can look at her picture and then cast your vote as to whether or not you think she's a fake or not.
Yeah.
Now, right now, it's overwhelming by our listeners that she is a fake.
Right.
She has sent another picture. And I don't even know if I wouldn't even bother posting this one, because it's even more fake-looking than the first one.
I say that you, like, it's Free Talk Live is about the listener.
Okay.
The listener should get to choose. There should be another, the photo should be put up there next to the first one, and that way people can make, you know, their own decision as to whether or not they think it's a fake. And
this one's even worse, though. I mean, there's not even a question in my mind on this.
I don't care whether there's a question in your mind. What if you're wrong?
I don't think I could be wrong on this.
But put it up there and let people guess.
All right. Well, we'll have to do more censorship, because she apparently likes to take pictures with her clothes off.
Yes,
and people are now complaining about the censorship. So we can't win, man, which we can. 1-800-259-9231. So check out the Shrine for yourself. And it's not a nudity thing at all. I mean, we've got most of 95% of our Shriners have clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the ones that don't, we have obscured the sensitive regions.
Yes.
And that's per our network's request.
Yes.
So 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about zoning.
We are.
Houston, the number 7 size market in the nation. Huge city, doesn't have zoning laws.
Right. You know, and it doesn't seem like, it doesn't even seem like an important issue. But the fact is, if you want to do something to your own house and you have to ask some bureaucrat whether or not you can do it, one has to really question as to whether you own that house.
Yeah.
Are you the property owner?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just some lessee, you know, sitting there begging the government for the ability to put up an awning at your house?
I don't like having to do that.
I'm sure that I would get in big trouble if people would have found out that I put in an irrigation system last year.
These zoning bureaucrats are just people. They're not gods. They don't know everything about property and property values. You know, they may have some good information, but how dare they try to force it down my throat? How dare they try to force their ideas upon everyone in a given area? And Houston is a perfect example that they don't have to.
Yeah.
That there's no need for a zoning board, period.
Well, and here we were just talking about, and the article's just talking about what it's like to have businesses inside neighborhoods. And it happens. Some businesses will do well inside neighborhoods. For instance, we were talking about hair salons, possibly mm-hmm. bars. Here's, it also says, shade tree mechanics appear in low-income neighborhoods to service old cars where owners cannot afford to replace them. And you know that the lower-income neighborhoods generally have cars all around. But the high-income neighborhoods, they can also choose to have deed restrictions
That's
as opposed
right.
to zoning rules.
Mm-hmm.
Deed restrictions. Yeah, deed restrictions are put by the property owners, and you have the ability to, you know, buy in the neighborhood that has deed restrictions you want.
Those and you get to read the restrictions first.
Yes, those are a free market answer to zoning rules.
Absolutely.
You don't need the government telling you what
and
to do.
And it gives the Nazis something to do. I mean, those because they call them neighborhood Nazis, the people that are on those deed restriction boards.
Oh, I have them.
Yeah, it gives them something to do. Instead of putting them in charge of an entire county or putting them in charge of an entire city, they only get to have their little rules for their neighborhood.
But in my neighborhood, if you put your trash out before dusk, get yourself a little note.
Oh, jeez.
Little note from the neighborhood police. Anyway, let's see. Mom-and-pop grocery stores supply those who have no cars. In Houston's West End, an area with a large population of artists, stylish and expensive townhomes exist right beside framing factories and studios. Around Houston, such mutually beneficial mixtures of commercial and residential uses reflect the market's sensitivity to consumer needs. A sensitivity unimpeded by the tastes of politicians and bureaucrats.
Only the market can decide on these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the market is nothing more than individuals making decisions in their best interest.
Yep.
You don't buy a piece of property unless you think it's going to be in your best interest to buy that piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of that coin, the seller will not sell his piece of property unless it's in his best interest
right.
to get X amount of dollars for it or X amount in trade for it.
You know,
the market's an amazing thing.
The deed restrictions are just another amenity that comes to a residential neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the time we're here in the Tampa Bay area, Florida, and they're, of course, building brand new developments all the time. And, the deed restrictions come right with the complex.
That's right.
And I think that those are just a better way to go. You know, people want a gated community. They want a little garden.
For those that want that.
Yeah.
No. For those that want that, I have no interest in that myself.
Well, I'm just saying that those are the best way right. to go as opposed to zoning.
Yes.
Yes.
For those
deed restrictions, those being the deed restrictions.
Yeah. If you want everybody's lawn to look the same and all the damn houses to be the same color mm-hmm. and no trucks in the front driveway and all your silly little rules, then you go ahead and have as many as you want in your own neighborhood. You leave my neighborhood alone because the people in my neighborhood like having the freedom to do as they please with their property. Within reason, of course, because we're still stuck under the Tampa Bay area zoning rules.
Pro-zoning fears ignore the self-regulating qualities of the market. In locations with stable demand for single-family homes, nearby real estate values are likely to prohibit many noxious uses like junkyards and machine repair shops that want cheap land without realizing that the homeowners have zoned out such uses through their own free choices. As zoning expert Bernard Segan says, the most effective of restrictions is competition.
So they're saying,
you understand that, the point?
They're saying that because single-family homes are being purchased in a given area by people who want to buy single-family homes, the property values are going up. And if you want to have a junkyard, you sure as hell don't want to pay the price
for all those city lots that you'd have to knock down the houses to put a junkyard in.
Right.
I mean, in that area.
Why not go out into an industrial area or east of the interstate or wherever where there's nobody around and buy a big old plot of land for dirt cheap?
Absolutely. And if that land around that junkyard becomes valuable because homes start springing up around it, somebody's going to buy the junkyard and turn it into little plots for land, for homes.
Mm-hmm.
Just that quick.
Mm-hmm.
Junkyards go where the cheap land is.
It's a good point. Economics, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Since the market creates predictability in land use, anyone can buffer himself according to his own standards from uses he dislikes. He can pursue his own notions about quality of life without local government imposing its versions on him. For her.
Mm-hmm.
People who like proximity to retail services can live on or near heavily traveled streets and assume the risk of facing more noise and traffic than others individuals who seek peace and quiet of an interior residential street. Give a little bird noises there.
To each his own. Let each decide. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We got Dave. He wants to talk about zoning, so we're going to go to him. We're going to continue this. Tell you about how it can work without zoning. How zoning is completely unnecessary. Not only unnecessary, but useless and even harmful to our freedoms and to your property values. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, so take control at 800-259-9231.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk about anything that's on your mind, political, personal. You can literally take control of the show, hijack the airwaves, and don't forget, you can also log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got all sorts of good stuff on the house there. No membership fees required for all of this stuff on the website at freetalklive.com, including the live streaming. So maybe you're visiting some friends and family, and you return home, discover that Free Talk Live just isn't on your local radio stations yet. Well, of course, you can always call your local radio stations and ask them to add Free Talk Live all 6 nights a week. Or you can always log on at freetalklive.com and tune into our live stream. Very high quality, and it's there every time we're on the air. We're on the air live Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, or Saturday show 8 to 10 Eastern Time. The stream's up.
Yep.
freetalklive.com. All right, let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Dave in Fort Worth, Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hello, Dave.
Okay. It's actually Fort Wayne, not Fort Worth.
All right, Dave. Well, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I just tuned in and I heard you talking about zoning, and I wanted to point out
that... Dave, is this your real voice, or are you putting this on?
No, this is my real voice. About six 6 months ago, I developed a voice problem, and my voice has gone up several octaves, and I only with great difficulty can I get it down to here. I mean, I have to physically
concentrate. I got you.
I got you.
All right, just checking. All right, so okay. So what were you going
to
say about zoning?
What I wanted to tell you was that the zoning that's going in, for example, smart growth is one example, is actually coming from UN treaties, and it's filtering down through the federal government and right through into the zoning.
Mm.
And people, the local zoning boards will have no choice but to implement all of the features in smart growth. And I wanted to make
I'm not familiar with smart growth, Dave.
Okay. It's something you can find out about by Googling. And I guarantee you, you will. If you're not familiar with it, you're going to be surprised.
All the zoning bureaucrats use the term. I mean, I don't know exactly what it means either, but they always claim that they are going to plan for smart growth in whatever city you live in, and that just basically means clamping down on growth. And that basically means not allowing growth, right?
Let me give you a more what the overarching zoning plan is, that again is coming from the UN. It is known globally as the Wildlands Project, and it has basically three major points, which are that 50% of the land in the United States is going to be off limits, completely off limits to human activity. No humans will be allowed to be on it at all. 25% of the land surrounding that 50% is going to be only for limited use.
Mm-hmm.
Is this new to you? I mean, have you heard this before?
Never heard of it before.
Okay.
I mean, I've never heard of it before, but it fits. It certainly fits right in with, you know, the same old crap from the zoning people.
Right.
I mean, they always have purported to know best, and they're, of course, wrong.
And all of the people who live in those areas, you know, that 50% of the land that's going to be reserved for animals,
uh-huh,
and the 25% buffer area are going to be moved off that land. I mean, they're already being
really?
Moved off. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And they're all, the entire population of the U.S. is going to be confined to the 25% of the land that's left.
That sounds like a hell of a task. I mean, who's gonna be taking this on, Dave? Who's gonna be doing this?
This is U.N. treaties, okay? The desertification treaty was passed by the Senate and the by subterfuge, I might add. And the other piece.
They pass a lot of things like that in the dark of the night.
That's true.
Right. And it basically gives the UN control over 70% of the land on the earth.
Well, I say that they can't have it.
Well, the problem is, as I said, is this. The federal government has agreed to the treaty, and the terms of the treaty are passed down.
Yeah, well, I didn't vote for them, so they can go screw off,
well,
as far as I'm concerned.
This is where all of this stuff is coming from your zoning, one of the things that you're starting.
Well, I don't know if it's all this stuff, Dave. I think a lot of it is just a bunch of busybodies and know-it-alls that just want to control you. That's all.
Well,
I don't know if it necessarily all has to do with UN agreements or whatever. Zoning's been around for a long time.
I can just tell you that an awful lot of it is. And one example of another.
Well, Dave, we'll take your word for it.
Another feature that's going to come in is that they're going to tax you on the rainwater that falls on your land.
What? Come on, man.
They are going to have one heck of a time, aren't they?
Hey, and they're going to tax you on water that you draw from your well if you're even permitted to draw water from wells.
Hold on a second. I want to know how it is that they're going to tax you on the rainwater that falls on your land and why. What is the justification there?
Because the UN owns the water.
The UN owns the water that falls from the sky. And
yes.
Man.
So therefore, if I put
I
a
hope
big
we
tent,
don't put up with this crap.
So if I put a big tent up over my property and make sure all the water runs off into my neighbor's lawn, then I'm all right.
I am not advocating this. I'm just telling you.
Oh, I understand, Dave. We're just having a little bit of fun with it because it sounds a little crazy to me.
Believe me.
So is the idea of zoning laws.
Yeah.
Go to a website called freedom.org.
All right. I'll tell you what. You know, you can post all the websites you want on our website at freetalklive.com on the bulletin board system. Dave, you have any final thoughts for us?
Yeah. The point I wanted to make is that this is all already determined by treaty. I mean, there isn't any discussion about it.
Well, we're going to go to New Hampshire, and we're going to go tell them to take their zoning laws and shove it where the sun don't shine. How's that sound? They can take their treaty, and we're going to take their treaty, and we're going to burn it. How about that?
Just remember what happened in the Civil War.
Let's rock.
It's true.
Let's rock, Dave. It's time to stand up for our freedoms and not sit back and watch TV and crack open another six-pack. I'm sick and tired of it.
I don't have any television sets.
Thanks, Dave. I didn't suggest that you did.
No, I'm just telling you because I know exactly what you're saying.
There you go. Dave, we got a scram.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for your call.
1-800-259-9231. I mean, even if everything he said is absolutely true,
it might be.
It doesn't mean it's time to just bend over and take it. It's time to stand up and demand that we have our freedoms back in this country. 1-800-259-9231. No, he was trying to tell me all about what's going on. Let's do something about it. This is Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests to feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on and get interactive with us on our website. And you can grab the updates. Just click updates, sign up, takes a minute or two, and then from that point on, whenever there's something new to announce about the show, whether it be a new affiliate we're getting, a new Shriner on the website, anything that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you get sent via the updates list, right to your email box. It's that simple.
How much more convenient can you get than that?
You really can't get much more convenient. So we're talking about zoning. It's a bad, bad thing. And most people, they just kind of assume that it has to exist.
It has to exist. There has to be zoning.
Because it always has been that way.
Yep.
According,
you have to have zoning, you have to have speed limits, you got to have taxation, you got to have sales tax on everything you buy.
Because that's the way it was since when you were born.
Right.
And that must mean that's the way it has to be from here on into eternity. No. Yep. No, it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, Houston, the city of Houston, proves it. It is incontrovertible evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, maybe the advocates of zoning, those the control freaks that they are, maybe you could get them to concede that in a small town with 100 people, you don't need zoning. Maybe. Even some of them, maybe not.
Probably
but maybe
not.
There are a few of them who might concede that, well, there's not enough people here, you don't really need zoning. Well, scale it on up. 4-something million people in Houston. They don't have zoning. And their world is not crumbling around them. The property values are not in the dirt. As a matter of fact, as you mentioned earlier, Manwich, the property values in Houston, there are a couple of like suburbs, I guess, that have some
They're
zoning.
Actually interior cities.
Right, some sub-cities, I guess you could
right.
say, that have some zoning. And well, their properties are not going up in value as fast as the non-zone areas.
To say that greater Houston doesn't have any zoning would be inaccurate.
Okay.
But the city of Houston does not have zoning. So it's probably fewer than 4 million people, probably closer in the neighborhood of 2 million. So many people live with zoning because, God knows, they managed to get their, you know, the zoning PR out there. People managed to see it happen. But it's just amazing to me that a city this large manages to go without.
It just makes me sick when I hear...
And the market works on it. Self-buffering occurs. The need to keep bars away from residents is a frequent justification for zoning. But one Houstonian says he likes living near a bar.
Yeah, I bet there's a bunch of them that do.
Says patrons to establishments and pedestrian traffic are detriments to crime. I bet you that's so. In Houston, to each his own. Even without zoning, home buyers wanting control over the development of land in their neighborhood have a choice called deed restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Usually these deed restrictions are initiated by an original developer to cover all property purchased in a subdivision for 25 or 30 years. Restrictions are often renewable after that period, and most homes in Houston built since World War II have such renewable restrictions, enforceable by civic associations with help from the city. The document can prevent businesses or apartments from entering the neighborhood. It can even require residents to keep their lawns manicured or their homes painted only certain colors. This is my neighborhood, by
yeah.
the way. However detailed, deed restrictions contain rules voluntarily accepted by home buyers, unlike the edicts issued by property owners to property owners by zoning commissions.
Right. The key difference is voluntary versus you have to follow it. The zoning rules you can't get out of. With the deed restrictions, if you don't want to live in a deed-restricted neighborhood, like me, you don't have to. If you do, take your pick. There's plenty of them. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. We're here coming back for hour number two next. 800-259-9231.
If you're tired...